This goes to Dr. Sarvapalli, Sarvepalli, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Robert, last name Ryers, R-Y-E-R-S, date of birth 4-3-1949. Dear Dr. Sarvapalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Ryers, who was seen in consultation on January 28th of this year for elevated creatinine levels, which have remained stable since his initial consultation. He's feeling well. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. He's been getting his lab studies done as requested every 3 months. And he denies hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications, I want to highlight metoprolol, it's 50 milligram daily, and the Flomax, 0.4 milligram daily. He also has chronic vertigo, so he's been taking the meclizine, 25 milligram twice a day routinely. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight, 212 pounds, and that's a 7-pound increase over the last 6 months. Pulse is 55, and blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120/66. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, obese, no ascites, no peripheral edema. In labs, most recent lab studies were done July 11th of 2025. Creatinine is 1.57, estimated GFR 45. Electrolytes are normal, calcium 9.3, albumin 4.2. Hemoglobin is 15.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked the patient to keep getting labs done every 3 to 6 months. 2, hypertension, currently well controlled. And 3, history of atrial fibrillation, currently in sinus rhythm. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.